Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 29 through 32. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
Showing mercy to those who hurt us does not come naturally. It's easier to get angry at them. But God commands us to be merciful. Those of us who are believers have received divine mercy, and we're to practice a lifestyle of forgiveness. So why don't we consistently do that? Sometimes our pride gets in the way. We're angered when treated with disrespect, passed over for a job, or ignored. At other times, we get focused on other people's refusal to change, so we withhold mercy until they improve their behavior. And some of us have been badly hurt or treated unjustly. Our minds are filled with such pain that we become stuck in the past and cannot see how we'll ever be able to forgive. An unforgiving attitude can have all sorts of unwanted consequences, including broken relationships, emotional bondage, and indifference toward the Lord. The longer we hold on to our anger, the more it will affect our fellowship, not only with other people, but also with our Heavenly Father. It's hard for us to pardon those who tell lies about us, treat us badly, or cause harm to our loved ones, and yet their behavior towards us is not a reason to withhold forgiveness. God calls us to forgive as He forgave us, and since He offers to enable us to obey His commands, we can do just that.